In the divorce case of Lemire versus Lemire, the court gave the wife less than half of the marital property. The court said her husband did more than she did to try to build the family's multi-million dollar business. The wife, on the other hand, raised the couple's children and says the court should follow the typical Wisconsin practice of dividing a couple's assets in half. Milwaukee lawyer Greg Herman writes a family law email update. He says this case might shake things up in divorces around the state.
It's a very common issue that arises very frequently where both parties have different roles in the marriage. And the trial court in this case found that one effort financially was compensable more than the other effort. If that's affirmed by the Supreme Court, I think we're going to be seeing a lot of issues where people, usually the husbands who are out working, making money, are going to say, I should get more of the estate than the wife should because she just stayed home and raised children.
Herman says there are marriages where one partner does lots of work and the other virtually nothing. But when the Court of Appeals reviewed this case, it didn't say how much this particular homemaker had been doing.
It really isn't clear from the decision, which is part of what's scary in terms of what the Supreme Court might do with this case.
Herman thinks in extraordinary cases, one spouse might deserve more of the marital property. But in general, he thinks it's better to not even try to compare their contributions. Otherwise, he thinks things could get messier.
Having a law saying that the courts are going to examine, okay, did you do the cleaning? Did you do the vacuuming? Did you do the dusting? Did you have daycare? Did you take care of the kids? Were you up all night with them? That sort of analysis will lead to litigation. Having a law that says, for the most part, we're going to treat homemaking roles as economically equivalent to the wage earner, and we're not going to examine the details, would be much more inclined to lead to settlement.
Herman notes going to trial is harder on people, especially children. The state Supreme Court has yet to set a date for oral arguments. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.